This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hi, everyone. This is Ellen. I have had the extreme good fortune to be your GM for Kids on Bikes, A Mystery Down Under for this season of Roll to Cast, and it has just been a blast, and I would like to thank you all so, so much for your support. I am a first-time GM. It's scary, it's nervous, but you all sent me such lovely words, and I know that support means a lot to me and to the rest of the guys who have been giving such amazing performances for this season. If you are looking for other ways to support us on this podcast, we do have a Patreon, so you can head to patreon.com/babybeard and you can find a plethora of fun stuff there, exclusive stuff, but mainly every little bit helps us to keep making this show for free. If you got no money, no problems. We have also been nominated for the Australian Podcast Awards 2021 Best Fiction Podcast Roll to Cast. That's right, it's all coming together. We've all worked so, so hard for this, and your support has helped us every single step of the way. But we still need some votes for the Listener's Choice Award. So if you go to AustralianPodcastAwards.com, type in Roll to Cast and vote for us, we would just be eternally grateful. For next week, we will have our post Kids on Bikes season wrap-up interview where we all get together, we hash out what was good, what was bad, where it all went spectacularly and where we could have maybe changed things up. And also we will announce what the next season of Roll to Cast will be. Ooh, we've been sitting on this for so long, so we just want to finally let it out and scream it from the rooftops, but I'm afraid you'll have to come back next week and see what we're all going to be about. Then the week after that, we will be interviewing the creators of Kids on Bikes, Jonathan Gilmore and Doug Lewandowski, and we get to pick their brains. It's going to be so, so, so much fun. Thank you all so much. I will return you to the grand finale of Kids on Bikes, A Mystery Down Under. But before I let you go, I just wanted to say, gee, thanks, mate. Previously on Mystery Down Under,
sun is busy beating down on the lonely coastal town of Warrawirrin.
Dickie!
What?
I think you should go outside and get some sunlight.
Don't I?
What's going on?
Can we do a tea party?
Eric.
His father's not going to work. He's going to have to sneak out of the house.
Welcome to the annual Warrawirrin Surfing Championship of 1970!
Hey, Bree, what are you doing sitting out here on your own?
I'm waiting for the opening. And you're coming, Dickie?
Yeah, hi, Bree.
See an opal form here in the Echo Cave. Truly something that we will be puzzling about for however many years. Did you hear that?
What?
Huh?
What did you hear?
I didn't say anything. Huey?
Yeah, what? Huey?
I didn't say anything.
And then clap! It's like a flash of light. You don't know where it came from.
What the hell was that?
Where's Brianna?
Wait, what?
How did you...
Is Brianna here?
There is a hullabaloo.
If you really cared about her, you would have stood up for her more. We should be in there.
We wouldn't be here if we didn't believe you.
Kind of digging through your bag. It's an opal.
Dickie, what the hell?
It's moving, don't you think?
Brianna!
Hey!
Hey. Hollow Town.
Hollow Town. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I see something.
You see a glass being poured, opal in your pocket, and it cracks.
I'm going to throw it as much as I can underwater.
Something slithers out.
Needs a name, right?
Briel.
You saw a blackboard.
Well, that must be like a school then, right?
Send her down, Huey.
Real is about. Freaking the fuck out. Canst thou draw out Leviathan with a hook?
Stop. Now, Miss Thompson.
And I saw Wooly, and he was hurting her.
So he's choosing them.
For what?
The logo that the mining company uses.
Also that abandoned house that I was talking about.
Okay, let's go to the abandoned house.
A preserved opal human skeleton in the
yes.
dirt. Goldie? Gold teeth?
I don't know if there's anything that can opalize that quickly.
Maybe Briel can.
And Brie begins to shimmer. It's now approximately the size of a small dog.
I think we have to go to the mine.
You better stop before you hit something that you don't want to see.
You gonna make me?
Briel tenses around your neck.
Its car erupts.
Sees the biggest building and goes, the answers will be in there.
They own the building that Goldie was buried in. Wooly had it written on his blackboard, right?
The reports that we're getting, it just doesn't seem to add up.
The opals that we've been finding, they're not opals.
Maybe they used them to try and do stuff to the kids who went missing.
That poem has been used as a kind of trigger.
Mind control.
And you see the much older Kate Thompson.
North Limited are sucking the lifeblood out of whatever lives below Warrawick.
And he just kind of throws himself at the door.
Brianna!
It's almost like she's a battery, the amount of wires that are coming from her.
I'm keeping the town alive.
By hurting this creature.
Where are we, Mr. Wooly?
I like to think of it as a mirror. This had what we were lacking. And she offers a hand to you.
Can I?
Wooly's with them. They're outside of the mine. You should go now.
Clutching on to its crystalline fur, Dicky, you feel the power of this beast surging through you as it lopes forward through the empty plant, out the doors, and comes face to face with your friends, Jono and Eric, and Bill Wooly, just as Eric is about to strike. What's your game plan, Eric?
Tackle him.
Nice.
Gonna say, game plan?
I will add, punch in the face once he's tackled him.
Punch
I'm helping. As, as he goes, I go with.
Yeah. Cool. So you're a tag team.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. We're as one here.
Okay.
Punch him in the eye.
In that case, we're trying to do a combination attack where I'm catching him off guard and then Jono's coming in with the big fists.
Yeah.
Go high, go low.
You're picking up what I'm putting down. I'm there to throw him off, to catch him off guard, to unbalance him.
Yeah.
And then Jono's there to break his nose or something.
Mm.
Now I've thrown him off his rhythm.
My impression of him is that he, like, does... In my mind, he's a portly fella.
Oh, in my mind, he's thin and reedy.
Yeah, I've got Patrick Stewart in my head.
Either way, he's not like...
He's not a fighting man.
No.
Doesn't seem that way.
So hopefully, two strapping 15, 16-year-olds... Yeah. Punch him in the face. Square effect. That's my hope.
That is a good hope.
Lovely.
He's got something up his sleeve.
So, just to reiterate, Eric, you're just trying to blindside him.
Yes.
And Jono, you're looking to put a fist in the gullet.
I'm looking to...
Get him in the eye.
In the eye. Get him in the eye.
Yes. Suck him in the eye.
Get him in the bloody magical eye.
Fantastic. So,
I'm hurt him.
I'm going to say that flight can be used to just... Basically, bum rush.
Great.
Jono, that's a fight.
It's not a very good stat for me, but all right.
Them's fighting words.
Yep.
Oh, your fight is six.
My fight is six.
Minus 12. Maybe I should be fighting.
No, you're flighting. You're doing it.
No, I am flighting.
Yeah, and you are fighting. Yeah. So
let's.
Just because I'm not good at it, you know, doesn't mean.
True.
Doesn't mean it's not what I'm using.
Well, I might be
now.
Able to help you as well.
Yeah. I'm not. He's not used to attacking. He's a protective
boy. He don't attack.
Yeah. So this is not his natural. He's going against his natural inclination.
That's good.
And
you're
I have these.
Learning and growing.
I have
how
all
many
of
do you
these.
Have now?
I have four
Jesus
adversity
Christ.
Tokens. So
Jesus
I could,
Christ! You got to spend them.
Yeah, we'll see how
this
you
is
do.
Big moment. So
knock him off.
Bells. Yes. It's going to be flight v flight just for this first bum rush.
Okay.
But you're probably going to be. We're rolling off against each other.
Okay. Cool.
So let's see what the dice say. What'd you get?
I rolled a 4 on a d20.
Ooh.
Look at all those tokens
well,
you have.
Wooly rolled a 3 on a d10. So you're not, it's not as fast as you can obviously do.
Yeah.
But the adrenaline is pumping. The idea comes to you like almost halfway while you're beginning to move towards him. And he's just kind of so struck that you're actually making a move that you just managed to kind of... And are you just trying to tackle him to the ground?
Yeah, a gangly, like, a gangly body, like, just kind of jumping onto him and kind of, like, tripping him up and tangling him.
We're going in the pit, aren't we?
You both go down.
In the pit.
In the pit.
In the pit. In the...
Jono.
Yeah.
While he's down, you're trying to sock him in the face?
Yeah, so while they're going, I'm going to try and, you know, get some knees on him and just... punch, you know, that way of flailing, you know, repeated crosses to the face people do in street fights, you know, just wailing on someone. That's the goal.
Fantastic. Well, it's your fight versus Wooly's brawn.
Ellen, can I help?
Yeah. Are you also trying to fight, or...?
I mean, in that way, yeah.
I got a 4, but I have tokens to spend.
Do you want me to roll? How do we help each other
what
fight?
What did he get?
He got a 1.
Doesn't matter. Don't worry about it.
Won't even help.
But I mean...
Shitty old man.
But, I mean, if the roll is greater by around 3, they're hurt, but they can still shake it off.
So because he is, like, inexperienced at fighting, he's a 15-year-old, he's flailing, basically, and the punches are not very well directed. Mm-hmm. They're sort of at the general area of his head, right? And whatever he does, he can, you know, move his head so they don't get a huge amount of purchase. So it's more just kind of bruising and disorienting than actual knockout blows, yeah.
I think then Eric might do, like, a fight solo rather than trying to assist.
Yep.
If that's okay, if there's not really a turn order in this game?
No.
Does he have like a fight back against us?
Because we've both done 2 things.
We've both done our attacking action, right? Because usually fights are both people do the aggression, right?
Or is the fast move stunned
he's
him?
He's already down on the ground and you've restrained him.
Yeah.
All that he's trying to do is just resist, which I've been rolling for, and it's just not happening.
No.
For
boys. Ouch.
Actually, however, he will try that angle. He's going to try a charm.
I thought he might. He's very good at that.
I'm not sure what to do here in terms of rolling off with. Maybe it's a...
Grit.
Yeah, it's versus grit. Let's see how you're affected.
I got a 9.
I exploded a 10 to 11.
Oh.
Well, he got a 14.
I'll spend some points.
Hey!
11.
Do I have 12. To draw or beat?
You have to beat it. Yeah.
So I rolled. So that means I have to give up 4 points, right? Yeah, I got 1 to spare.
I don't have enough to beat it because that would take 5 tokens. I'm guessing he like whimpers or something.
Yeah, stop, please.
I'm not fighting you. I'm just not willing to hurt someone who's not defending themselves.
You can't kick a man when they're down.
Yeah, it seems needlessly cruel. So I hold my punches for a second.
His hands kind of are raised to his face, you know, shielding himself from your blow.
Oh.
And just in the blink of an eye, he reaches to his pocket and presses something.
That's enough for Eric to, like... It makes sense for Jono to be hesitant because he's a defender. Yeah. Eric is not.
What are you trying to do, Eric?
Break his face.
So that's definitely a fight. Them's fighting words.
Or has he pressed? Has he done the thing?
He presses something and you hear static over the intercom.
There's no chance of me getting in there faster? Okay, that's fine. All right. Well, he's a bad man.
He's a bad, bad man.
Send her down, Huey. The rouseabouts rule.
Oh, shit.
No!
An obscene petition addressed to our lord.
I'm on the goddamn beat.
Is that coming through a radio or something?
Intercom through the plant.
No, I'm surrounded by them.
Shut it down.
Well, I'm going to break his face and then we'll deal with that later.
You hear the moans of the Leviathan in the pit. Breel is thrashing and writhing.
I rolled an 8 for fight.
Yeah. His brawn is a 1.
That's by 7.
Yep. So...
What does that make it?
You kill him.
He's badly hurt. What do you do, Eric? You tell me what you do.
What's the next increment? What do I have to get to? Oh, to 10?
Yeah, it's like 10
greater
and above.
Than 10 more, and okay. more is catastrophic.
So what are you up
probably
by?
Put him in the hospital.
I'm up by 7 points.
Eight,
oh, my
nine.
God.
You're helping. You're 10, 11.
No, I got one, mate. You, oh, hold, okay. you hold on to one.
Yeah.
You're helping him kill. Okay. Yep. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. All
yes,
right.
I am. All we'll right. bump it up to catastrophic through my loyal help.
Yeah.
So I hesitate. He presses the button and we share a look and we knock him the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just.
One both. Of us. I lift him through his fucking. He's got his pristine suit,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
I grab him by the lapels. I haul him up.
And I punch him in the face really hard.
And we just let him go into the pit.
I punch. What I want to do yeah. is I want to punch him with all the might of an angry teenager.
Yeah. You
with a skinny body,
mm-hmm.
with anger and fury and confusion and years of being on the receiving end of a just fight back. I want to put his nose to the back of his skull.
You hear the whimpering of Briel. The moaning of the creature as your fist connects with his nose, splintering it and pushing it into the base of his skull. Jono, you hold on to his lapels of his previously pristine woolen suit, and as he slumps down, he just slips out of your grasp and he tumbles.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Into the bottom of the pit.
He was right, Jono. One person is worth everyone else.
Hey.
We need to stop that fucking broadcast.
I also imagine Kate in the other room goes, ow.
Ow, my face. My face. We should have got that button off him before I dropped
Whoopsie
him in the pit.
Oh, no. They were paid on the
contract,
no profit to share. Is the Leviathan and fucking Brianna also freaking the fuck out? The ones that I'm on?
Yeah.
And behind?
Brianna is kind of shaking. But from the strength of her, it manages to keep that psychic link between her and this wolf so that it continues to run. And where are you planning to go?
I'll just be like, Brianna, do you know where that sound is coming from? We need to destroy the box.
It's coming from, I don't know. It's from an intercom.
Can he look around to see if there's like, to find the source of this noise? He's looking to see if he can find a place to basically fucking turn this shit off.
You could probably access it from, or you might be able to override it.
Yeah. Like if there's like a control room.
Or if there's another thing that needs to go over the intercom, like a fire alarm.
Yeah, if we like know where that control room is, where like where all that tech and audio would be coming from, that's where he would want to head to.
So I would guess that would be like, if it's coming over the tannoy, right?
Mm.
That would be like the foreman's office,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Where they could say, all right, boys, we all need to go and have a smoke. You know, they would do announcements over all the different tannoy speakers. So yeah. That would be
out the front?
maybe a, like a foreman's hut in here or in the main plant.
It's like one of like the cabins that would be aside from the main buildings, basically.
Like a little glass booth.
Yeah. You could maybe like see the strings, like the wires that connect it to the tannoy system.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like if I can see where the sound's coming from, then follow it to its base almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you give me a... Give me a brains of 10. You've kind of figured it out. So you've got most of your ducks lined up.
Fuck.
What?
I got a 7.
Mm. 8, 9, 10, 11.
Mm. Yay.
Why do you need 3? Because it's 10.
Yes.
Yeah, I can only give you in 2s because they're worth
really?
2.
Well,
because I'm loyal.
Thank you.
Because he's damn.
We did it.
I'm kneesing them. I'm using my loyalty tokens.
You look around. You see the little booth, and you kind of
he like scans as he's like darting his head, and he like taps Brianna on the shoulder. Like over there. Like, can we follow that now?
So it's Dickie saying we need to find out where it's coming from, and that's your idea. But Jono's like the foreman's hut.
Mm-hmm.
That's that small one that's beside the main building.
Let's just go. You hear the
scook up.
The moaning as this mass of tentacles and spines is lashing around. The earth begins to quake.
Hope that's only on our side.
And crumble.
Eric is going to run up to the big one.
Yes.
How big is it, by the way? Like, how big is this thing?
A school?
Imagine the size that it would take to dig for an iron mine. Like the
an excavation pit.
Yes. Imagine that. But it's full to the brim.
So I would say like a large building complex.
It would be like a football field.
Oh, fucking Christ.
It's like a coliseum.
A stadium size.
So yes. And it would be like a stadium, and that's the cup, and it would sit in the cup.
Yes. Yep.
But instead it's a mine.
Yes. Is it formless? Or is it just many different kinds of forms?
It's like an amalgamation of every creature you've ever seen. It's like something that comes from the depths of the ocean, but then it's also a reptile, but then it seems like it has feathered bits sprouting from it. And the longer you try and look at it, it doesn't make sense anymore.
Yeah.
It's like a platypus. What is it? A duck or a beaver? I don't know.
No. Well, Eric, good luck communing with it. We're going to try and stop Sender Down here.
Jono, Brianna, Jess, Dickie, you rush.
And Briel. I'm going to scoop up
and Briel. Briel's with you.
Yeah, because Briel's suffering, so I'm going to hold her.
Are
clothes.
You running alongside us? Because
Yeah.
I think Briel may jump out of your arms.
Oh, okay.
And run towards Eric as it goes to rescue. As it goes with Eric towards its brethren, mother, father, brother, sister.
Source.
Whatever.
Hive mind.
Yes.
Return to its origin.
Yes.
Yeah. So when Brill jumps out and runs that way, that's where I think I notice that
Eric's
is
gunning for it.
Is gunning for the creature, and I'm like,
so you're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
He's doing a Harold Holt. He's bolting.
We've got this if you do need to go with
the... So, like, the dust skids up as it, like, skids to a halt, and it's like, torn between wanting to protect everyone, but Eric once again is rushing into the face of danger. So I'm just like, Dickie, it's on you again. Sprint off in the other direction after Eric again.
Awesome. So, Dickie, you astride this magnificent
this
beast.
Such a good image.
Dickie in his red and white shirt,
and
black shorts, blonde hair, big round glasses.
With your new crystal friends.
Holding onto the opalized form of a girl he has a crush on in front of him. Astride a fucking larger Brill than he's used to. The earth quaking around him, going towards the sound of an old Australian folktale.
Well, young love never did run smooth. Love it. You get to the hut, it's you can kind of enter it, but there's a lot of kind of buttons and dials What are you kind of looking for?
I think, like, so as the creature, which he's going to name Levi, because it's a smaller version of Leviathan.
Ah.
So Levi...
He's good with the names.
It's good, yeah.
Very biblical, very Hebrew. Very nice.
Levi skids kind of like the way a bike would skid onto the side, and he flips one leg around and slides down the tail. onto his feet.
Just Flintstone the shit in here. Yep. I love it.
But he doesn't stick the landing. He kind of falls on his butt.
Oh.
And he gets up. He's like, just, come on. We got to do it.
Okay. I don't know what. Dickie, calm down. I don't know what I'm looking for.
And he rushes in. He's like, okay, so we need, there's, and he's like looking at all these machines now that are in there. And he's looking specifically for something that has buttons that are lighting up, like that are going the same tone as the sender down Huey, like where there's like a light, LED lights that are like kind of mimicking the sound.
The waveform lights.
You're looking for the levels.
The levels, yeah.
Jess kind of looks at you in the sibling way. Your eyes connect, eyebrows raised. She points at big red button.
Big red button?
Big red button.
This one. And he's like, will this make it louder or so? Who cares?
Oops.
The sound of the poem is suddenly replaced by a blaring alarm. But you've noticed that the creature is, Levi, is no longer shaking. And you cannot hear the poem anymore. You've replaced a catastrophic noise with just an annoying little one.
So
it's a victory for today.
I don't know. If I've set off something else...
What?
I may have set off something else.
You set off something else, I think.
Maybe. So we should get back to the others and get out of here. I think that's the best plan.
Dickie, you see walking back through the doors from the plant. The 6'2" figure of Bob Dooley, followed by...
Fucking Keith.
Keith Thompson. His shotgun. Raised.
Broken fucking nose.
I was going to say, does Keith look the worst for wear?
He does, but also he looks fierce. And he is followed by his daughter. As he keeps the gun steady on her.
Fuck.
Jess, you stay here, okay? Stay out of sight.
Where the fuck are you going?
I've got this.
Oh my god, what are you doing?
And he's going to get on board Levi, and he's going to whisper in Levi's ears. And I'm going to give up my 2 tokens here to play the unassuming trait, which, and I quote...
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck, Sean.
What to not be seen within reason... I am going to fucking sneak up on these bastards, take the long way around with the intention of doing some bulldozing.
Can I take that and adjust it slightly?
Adjust it at your whim.
Put a little bit of Italiano flavour in there.
Maybe something that's not from the mind of a 10-year-old.
I was like, you're unassuming, but the giant opal beast is not.
That's why I've got those 2 tokens.
And may I ask as well that you use a trait that you've got there for Briel.
Oh, I forgot I had a whole fuck ton of traits.
I just have protective on me at the moment. Protective of the group. You've got fire and you've got tech.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think how I might...
Disable the shotgun.
That's an idea.
That's my thought. Yeah.
What do you
Maybe thinking? At an opportune moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
So as you kind of whisper into Levi's ear your intentions, as you kind of stroke its fur and think hard about what you want to do, think about poor Kate, long-suffering, needing justice, thinking about cruel Keith and ineffectual Bob. And Levi pricks its ears up, sniffs deeply, and you look at your hand and it's no longer there.
Oh, does it go in?
Oh, cool.
You are invisible.
I become.
As you ride the wolf, you and Brianna take off. Jess is going, what the fuck? Oh, my God. Dickie, where'd you go? Dickie. And you become one with the elements, one with this wolf, as it races towards who it sees as the most immediate threat. Keith.
I'm a leaf in the wind.
Don't say that. Bad things happen when you say that.
Runs down with its leaping gait, flies through the air, and lashes its crystal teeth around the throat of Keith. Let me just roll for him.
Fucking owned. Get it, you abusive bastard.
Fuck you. See if we can kill all three of them.
Literally come out like, I've got Kate, I've got you.
I'm so glad Levi didn't go for Kate.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Is that the
Levi just exploded a D20.
Oh no.
Oh,
Levi
dear.
Did good, yeah.
May I ask as well, I've been a bit cheating, but can you chuck in a psychic energy token? I know it's not Briel, but they are kind of one
they're
and
all
the
linked.
Same.
They're
yes.
all one and the same.
We have two left. We have spent five, recovered
lovely.
One using Vegemite.
This is
so we spent six.
This is kind of a genie thing. Of
yes.
It acts using you, and it tears the throat out of you. He doesn't know what hit him as he feels his blood hit his shoes. And he looks down, and you shimmer into view. The blazing eyes of Brianna and Dickie.
And Dickie is going to hop up. He's going to extricate himself
God, what
from
is he
Levi,
do?
Pop down in front of Keith, pick up the shotgun that
oh
he's dropped,
God.
And just wheel it around on Bob, and just says, I'm going to advise that you don't move.
We cut to our teens running. I'm assuming as fast as you can.
Oh yeah.
Towards the beasts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Scrabbling mm-hmm. into the excavator
the pit.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you trying to do?
Good well, question. What are you trying to do, Eric?
Well,
she's
what,
feeling it.
what I intended to do was solved. So
you wanted to soothe it.
Yeah. I was going to cause a distraction while everyone else searched for things. So I'm not quite sure.
It is still in pain.
Oh, okay.
As the wires continuously sap.
Let's free this fucking
light
yeah,
from
okay,
it.
Well,
it's still being used to like,
yeah.
like bring up.
Yeah. Okay.
Shit,
well, then we're gonna save it.
Yeah. Let's.
Lovely.
We're gonna help it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Briel's with us. Hopefully, Briel can guide us to mm-hmm. what needs to happen. I don't know.
So you get near towards it. Briel kind of and like motions.
Do we just start yanking things out?
I don't know. Yeah?
How big are these cables?
Oh, God.
They're quite large.
I'm picturing, like, the two of us, like, both hanging onto one at a time. Like
those big, like, kind of industrial, like...
Yeah, yeah. You would definitely need to, like, two hands it.
Yeah, because that would look better as well. Cinematically, we run up to the first one together. We both grab a hold of it.
That's it, yeah.
And just start trying to extricate
hold
these
it.
Cables from yeah. this suffering beast. Yeah.
The beast kind of... If it... had eyes, has so many eyes. It has no eyes and all eyes all at once.
We really should get you playing Warhammer 40K.
Yeah, that's right, that's true.
They open and the beast kind of stirs.
Whoa! Imagining we're on top of it.
And
now,
it
right?
yeah,
yeah.
And it kind of raises, it's like a tentacle.
Appendage.
With spikes, talons almost. And rips out the rest of the tubes as you kind of unleash the first one.
We got it going. We got it going.
It looks to you.
Hi.
Hey.
Briel kind of chitters happily.
Sorry about what they did to you.
You feel its face, which constantly shifts and moves. Suddenly, it's the first dog you ever had. It's a fish that you remember kind of freeing and releasing back into the ocean. It's a bird that you remember picking up and putting back in its nest. It's all these things at once, and it somehow nuzzles your head. You, Jono, you, Eric, and Briel.
Eric is shirtless and barefoot.
Sunburn.
Yes.
blood pouring on his arm. The remains of broken face, nose, bone.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Blood.
Yeah.
And Wooly is going to...
I bet you broke a knuckle or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His hand's bleeding as well. Is going to put his hand on it and say, I'm really sorry.
And as you do, the starlight seeps into your pores, healing your knuckles, your battered hand, your sunburn. You are whole once again. And it kind of wraps both of you up and moves you impossibly far back to the opening of this fake mine as it begins to lift itself out of the pit and the earth shakes once more. This mine shakes, crumbling around you.
We don't belong here.
It motions to leave, lifting a tentacle, limb.
Pseudopod. I'm thinking of all the names I have for
appendages.
Appendages, yes. Yeah.
Phalange.
In farewell, you gotta get the fuck out of Dodge.
I think it's waking up. We land back on the dirt and we run for Dickie, who's holding a shotgun
at Bob,
who is now kind of been brought to his knees as well by the swift kick of a no longer suffering Kate Thompson.
Is her eye still jewels and stuff though?
They have receded.
Ah. Because it was kind of tumorous before, right?
It was.
Sort of growing
yes.
out of her face.
She still only has the one eye.
Yeah.
But it's smooth now.
It's better, yeah.
Fleshy. Mate, look, I know this is topsy-turvy, but you don't know what you're doing here. You've just killed a police officer. Look, we can work this out. All right, come on. I run these mines. I keep the town employed. I'm trying to give back to the community.
Why don't you explain that to it?
Oh God, what have you... You don't know what you've done.
Undone your mistakes.
You can't do this. You can't... This is the only thing keeping the town alive.
No. We are.
You're gonna kill us all. That thing's gonna kill us all.
You maybe. If you're lucky. Now how do we get back out of here?
I would assume through the door that we came in.
Oh, yeah.
Jess has now walked back up to us.
Well, as soon as Dickie kind of reappeared into view.
And just eviscerated her.
And killed a man. She's kind of like, well, I guess he's fine. I'm not going to get in trouble with Mum about this in particular.
Dickie didn't technically do the killing.
So my thinking is we leave him here to reckon with the beast and just go home. That's my thinking.
Dickie, what do you want to do?
Well, I guess the alternative is I try and figure out how to use this shotgun, but I think that might take longer, so let's just leave him here.
Oh my God, Dickie, put down the shotgun.
Dickie, I'll look after that.
Dickie.
Can you charm him?
Okay. Okay.
So what are we doing with Dooley?
So I was going to propose to just kick him to the dirt and we run back to his office to go home. And he gets left here. But would he not just chase after us?
Clock's ticking.
I just have that. Just
the plant is shaking.
Just cinema wise, I have imagined him like cowering in front of the beast as it wakes up, like at the end of Evolution, and then it just like eats him. He's like, no.
While we're deciding this, I think Dickie's just going to elbow him in the balls.
That'll cool. do it.
And I'll kick him into the ground and we'll run inside. Could stop doing that.
Can you give me a fight?
Absolutely. I've wanted to use this again for a while. Testicular based combat. That's a hot 5.
Oh, he's got a 6.
Oh,
There you go.
7, 8.
Yay!
5, 6, 7, sorry.
Yeah, doing the patented Dicky special. Your knee, or elbow, sorry. Yep. You elbow him in the nads so hard that you feel something crunch.
And when he drops to his knees, I shove him into the dirt. That's the extra 2.
And you scamper off.
Let's go.
Sirens okay. blaring.
Eric will just watch the, with the shotgun in hand, watch the crawling man on the floor.
Yep.
And take his shoes.
Nice.
Eric's always wanted a pair of nice shoes.
They're very nice.
Actually, yeah.
They look nice.
Very nice.
In his properly collared shirt, trouser pants.
As he's like kind of groaning on the floor, Eric will say, Mr. Dooley, what size... You know what? It doesn't matter.
Oh, he can't speak. He's been kneed in the nads.
If you're nice to them, they might let you live. And he'll go.
Eric, come on!
Sorry.
You run up the stairs, up, what, 12 flights of stairs.
Is Levi coming with us? Or is Levi staying there?
Levi is with you for the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. So
got Loping along.
Levi, Brianna, Kate, Jess, Dickie, Jono, Eric.
Well, bits of the plant like clang.
And Briel.
Yeah.
And Briel.
And Briel.
Bits of the plant clang and fall apart
yes,
around us.
Yes, the alarm
us.
Is sounding. A red light is blaring all throughout the plant. You get to the door. Levi stops. Its head turns back. And it kind of snuffles Brianna and turns tail. Bree looks at you. Eyes big. Looking back, looking to you guys.
Bree, you
looking
come
back.
You come with us. You can live with us.
Can you roll a charm?
Yeah.
For me.
It's from a different world, Dickie.
I rolled a 1.
So that's like the heart wrenching.
You gotta stay with us. Bree, no, I know that they had to stay there, but, like, you know, you could come and then we could go to school together and we could go for walks
I'll
on the beach.
Put my hand on your shoulder.
And go Briel, exploring.
Briel kind of, like, stands on 2 little stubby little limbs and it kind of shifts so that it stretches up to your face, Dickie. And your tears... become crystals that clatter onto the floor as it touches your nose with its snout, looks at all of you, and turns, leaving with Levi.
Dickie will try and like fight and try and go after him. Like, no!
Holding on. He doesn't. He belongs here. Come on, Dickie, come
just
on.
Dragging him back through the opening as the rocks fall down even more so.
You leave through the red door, shutting it behind you, sealing it. Door is no longer a door. It's just part of the wall. No opening to be found. And you're back. In the plant, you hear no sirens, no songs, just the natter of men going about their work, puzzling over what is coming into the mine site. Nothing at all. Warrawirin is hollow. And you kids walk out knowing that you might not be a rich town, but what you've got shitloads of. And that's the end.
Oh, God! I wanted a baby Briel.
I wanted you too, man! I rolled a
Harry and the Hendersons, man.
I rolled a
D4. Get out of here!
I rolled a D4 hoping that you would be able to...
Got a 1. Keep a little... My love.
You have been listening to Mystery Down Under, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Kids on Bikes and all associated properties are trademark of Renegade Game Studios. Used with permission.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.